place right here in Kalamazoo County.
Well, that's right, Carl. That was Carl Collin, everybody. And this morning we're going to talk about Tender A beef and 4-H Club beef, too. We're going to get the lowdown on the Kroger adoption of the 4-H Club beef from the store manager of the West Michigan Street Store, where we are right at this point. Mr. Carl Gordon happens to be the store manager, and Mr. Gordon, I want you to tell me, just what is Tender A beef?
John, Tender A beef is the top beef that Kroger buys in all their stores, and we have this special process that we tenderize it in a shorter time than leaving it hanging. In other words, aging it like most of our competitors do.
Well, it's a matter, then, of taking the top-grade beef that you buy anyway and making it even better.
That's right. Joe, may I ask a question here? Yesterday, we were talking to Joe Smith over at the other store, and when Joe and I were talking about the length of time it takes to process this beef, we got a little bit mixed up, and I'd like to ask Mr. Gordon to clear up this business of how long it takes to actually tenderize this top beef.
Of course, you have to remember, Carl, Mr. Gordon's store manager. He's not head meat cutter, but maybe we can put him on the spot.
Joe and Carl, for hindquarters of beef, it takes 44 hours. And for the front quarters, 23 hours.
Now, you have all this good beef on sale here. It would be rather interesting to find out just how this good steer was produced. Now, we said it was from Kalamazoo County, and we have the boy here who raised the steer. He is Fred Buckham. He lives out on Rural Route 9, Kalamazoo. Fred and I have been on quite a few broadcasts before. He's one of the very prominent 4-H Club members here in this county. Fred, step up here a second. Glad to see you again. Tell us a little bit about this steer. What kind of a critter was it? What breed?
It was a Hereford steer, a big steer. Weighed over 1,100 pounds.
See, that was a good-sized steer. How old was it when you sold it up to the state show?
He's probably 18 months old.
You sold this to the Kroger people up at the 4-H Club show at East Lansing, is that right?
Yes, they brought him right here at the auction.
That's good. Incidentally, what kind of an award did you get on the steer up at the show?
He placed fourth in a large class of 36.
Good. You're still in 4-H Club work, Fred, is that right?
Yes, I have two more years.
What are you going to do at the Kalamazoo Fair this year? Are you going to show any stock?
Yes, we have steers, sheep, and hogs. We expect to do fairly well.
Don't you have a brother that does some showing, too?
Yes, I have a twin brother. He shows the same thing I do.
Good.
Right along.
Well, as I remember, he's always come out very well at these Kalamazoo fairs because it seems to me I've usually had either you or your brother on. Can you tell us any more about this steer? Any special thing you want to mention about the raising of this steer, how you fed him?
Oh, he was fed a little better than most of our steers at home. We had some steers that were 4-H steers and some that weren't, and this steer was fed probably half again as much as the other steers. That's what makes them top steers, not just average ones.
In other words, when you were raising with the idea of showing them, and you put just that much more effort on to this stock that you expected to show.
Yes, to show they've got to be good. They can't be just normal steers.
And it was this steer which was raised for a show and not just for normal steers, which has finally ended up into Tender A beef.